today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear friend, dear listeners, ladies and gentlemen, salamun alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The topic that we're going to speak about is how can I talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salamu alaikum. But first, let's open the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 5th of Jamadil Thani, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 18th of Day, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 8th of January, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we start with Ayah of the Holy Quran, Ayah 51 from chapter الشورى.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما كان لبشر أن يكلمه الله إلا وحيا أو من وراء حجاب أو يرسل رسولا فيوحي بإذنه ما يشاء إنه علي حكيم.
And it is not for any human being that Allah should speak to him except by revelation, or from behind a partition, or that he sends a messenger to reveal by his permission what he wills. Indeed, he is most high and wise.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
A number of Jews came unto the noble prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, and said, "Why do you not speak unto Allah, nor do you look at him? If you are the messenger of Allah, speak unto and look at him in the manner that Moses did. We never believe in you unless you do likewise." The noble prophet replied, "Moses never saw Allah Almighty." Then the blessed verse in question was revealed unto the noble prophet to express the manner of the prophet's nexus with God Almighty. The significance of communication with Allah. For men, life is all about knowing, worshipping, and serving. However, these in actual fact are but different names for man's incessant communication with Allah, which comes to pass with various degrees of meaning and intensity, and at various levels of man's physical, rational, and spiritual presence. It is on account of this that it is said, for instance, that reading the Holy Quran means letting Allah speak to a person, a form of communication, the content of which should be properly comprehended, reflected on, and then duly acted upon. In other words, a reader or reciter of the Holy Quran should perceive himself as being instructed, directed, and meticulously guided thereby. Sheikh Azhar Nasser.
And you see that there are many people who, even today, they believe in a creator, but they have a deist ideology, meaning that they believe that God creates, but he's not engaged in the affairs of his creation. He creates and he steps back. There is a separation now between the created and the creator. I'll give you a simple example. When an artist paints a portrait, the portrait is created by the artist. But after the artist finishes the portrait now exists independently of the artist. Because if the artist dies, the portrait continues to exist. Is that Allah's relationship with the universe, where he just creates and now whatever he created has an independence, a separate reality? The answer is no. And this is the essence of rububiyyah. When we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, what we're saying is that Allah creates, and that thing that he creates is permanently dependent upon him. At every moment, it needs him.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
Let's look at ways to get closer to Allah at home. One way is dhikr. Allah, the Almighty, mentions in the Holy Quran, "Verily, in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find rest and peace." Chapter Ar-Ra'd, chapter 13, verse 28. Zikr is doing remembrance of Allah and in some forms expressing the natural state of the heart through recitations and supplications. Start small and try the symbol zikr of Subhanallah, that means glory be to Allah. Or Alhamdulillah, that means praise be to Allah. Or La ilaha illallah, that means there is no true God except Allah. And Allahu Akbar, that means Allah is great. You can do it in every action. This dhikr is also known as the everlasting good deeds. You may choose a specific favorite dhikr of yours to recite while doing your chores, or you can use various dhikr found in the Holy Quran and Hadith of the Infallibles at different times of the day. Almighty Allah, as the Creator, communicates with His creation.
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah, wallahu
On today's special from IRIB English Radio, we hear more about Almighty Allah as the Creator communicates with His creation. He does so in various ways, most of which are unknown to men. He informs us through His revealed words, the Holy Quran, for example, that He communicates with the heavens, the earth, mountains, the fire, hellfires, animals, and etc. Allah communicates with men through the Quran. He conveys to him commands, prescriptions, a guidance, and an explanation of a great transcendent truth. It is virtually the same through the Sunnah, or the life pattern of the Prophet Muhammad and his Ahlul Bayt, which encompasses their teachings, deeds, sayings, and silent permissions or disapprovals, for they did not speak out of his own desire. The which he conveys to you is but a divine inspiration with which he is being inspired, sent down to you. Chapter An-Najm, verses 3 and 4.
So Allah's relationship to His creation, if I want to give an example, is like the relationship between a thinker and their thoughts. When you think of something, you created that thought in your mind. But that thought depends on you to bring it into existence. And that thought, it will only remain if you continue to give it attention. Meaning the moment you turn away, it's gone. This is Allah's relationship with His creation. His creation is constantly in need of Him. Hence, Musa, when he presents Allah to Fir'aun, he doesn't just say he created the universe. No. رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. He guides everything. He programs everything to fulfill the purpose of its creation. When Allah Azza wa Jal created the bee, He gave it its form. He gave it wings. He gave it all of the organs that it needs to function. And Allah also guided the bee and programmed it and taught it how to construct a beehive. And this applies to everything. Everything that functions, whether it's your cell, whether it's the mitochondria in your cell that produces ATP, that's all guided by Allah. It's programmed by Him. Whether it's how an electron orbits the nucleus, this is all divine guidance. When we look at everything around us, everything seems to know what to do. Everything seems to know what it was made for. It functions. This universal guidance is known as Al-Hidayatu Takwiniyah. It is the creational guidance. We also have this. You know, your organs now are functioning. They know what to do. You don't need to teach your heart how to pump blood. There is no human being that had to put to program your heart for the heart to function. Your liver, your kidney, everything knows what to do. It knows its job. It functions. It's guided. This is guidance from the Creator.
That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we continue this nice topic on the next episode of today's special. Follow us at parstoday.com/en, today's special. Our topic was about how can we talk to Allah.
I was so far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark, I closed my eyes.